The Ministers and the Ministry of the New Covenant, written by Zacharias Tani Fomum, narrated by John H. Feskins. Preface. The messages in this book were given to brethren from all over Cameroon in Yaoundé at a critical point in the work. There was a real increase in numbers of those who were turning away from their sins and becoming new creatures in Christ. Many young people were beginning to receive ministry gifts and to minister in the churches. There was a need for a fresh look at the ministry and the ministers as revealed in the New Covenant. It was obvious then and remains obvious that the ministry depends on the type of ministers that are available to the Lord. There must be a radical separation from self and sin, and a radical surrender to the Lord Jesus before anyone can honestly begin any ministry to the Lord and His body. The extent to which the minister dies to himself is the extent to which life will be produced in others. Those who hold themselves back also hold themselves back from the ministry of life. May the Lord reach out to you as you listen to the book, and may you be brought into fresh union with Him. 1st February 1988, Zacharias Tani Fomum, P.O. Box 6090, Yaoundé, Cameroon. The Lord Jesus said, "And that servant who knew his master's will, but did not make ready or act according to his will, shall receive a severe beating. But he who did not know and did what deserved a beating shall receive a light beating." Luke chapter 12, verses 47 to 48. A fragrance from life to life. The minister does not only minister death, he must also minister life. He must carry with him the sweet odor of Christ, so that wherever he steps, those who yearn to receive of the Lord will receive of him. He will flow with Christ to the lost sinner who wants Christ, the backslider who wants to return to the Lord, the saint who is making progress with the Lord. To all these people, the minister must minister life. What life is he to minister? It is not to force something. It is not the result of some mental gymnastics in which a person is met and one begins to scratch the head in search of something to give him. It is a natural flow of life from the Lord Jesus through the minister to the person who is to receive the sweet odor. Coming back to the matter of the perfume, the woman carrying it does not decide that she will cause this or that person to smell the odor, and in this or that way. She just wears the perfume, and that is all. Once the perfume is worn, it produces the odor wherever she goes. The aroma of Christ to God. We have seen that the minister must be a fragrance of death to death to those who are perishing, and of life to those who are being saved. However, this ministry of perfume to men is only secondary. The first ministry is to God. The apostle says that we are the aroma of Christ to God. We are the sweet-smelling odor that Christ is producing for the nostrils of God. This is a great thought, and it has far-reaching consequences. The first is that Christ must be able to say, "You are my aroma to God." The second is that God must be satisfied with the fragrance. Each minister of the New Covenant must ask himself, "Can Christ say of me, 'You are my aroma'?" He must ask, "Is there fragrance in me to satisfy the heart of God?" Both Christ and God are not just concerned with quantity. Fragrance does not depend on the quantity of the perfume. It is the quality that matters. God will only be satisfied with that which is of God. Nothing that we do or bring of our own self will ever satisfy Him. If we are to satisfy Him, we must bring to Him that which Christ has produced. Christ produces that which is of God, and that alone can satisfy God. The aroma that will satisfy God is the aroma of Christ. All who will minister before God must be produced in the school of Christ. Everything about them must be Christ. The character must be Christ's. Their ambition must be Christ. The purpose must be Christ. Their methods must be Christ's. Such people will not dare bring anything of the world into the ministry. They will not bring in worldly wisdom, worldly thinking, worldly methods, for these have no place in the presence of God, in the church of God, in the kingdom of God. This calls for the highest degree of purity and for a far-reaching work of the cross in the life of the believer. Each minister of the new covenant must minister first to God and only secondarily to man. God's heart must, first of all, be satisfied. Without this, our ministry to man will be very defective. A serious question is before us. It is this: do we want to minister to God or to man? Those who make God their goal and minister to Him and to Him only will find that God makes a way through Himself by which the needs of man are met. The apostle asks, "Who is sufficient for these things? Who is able to minister life and death spontaneously?" The answer is that no one on his own can ever do it. The answer is also that those who surrender all of themselves to the Lord Jesus and allow Him to work out in them that which is of God will be the aroma of Christ to God. They will produce a fragrance that satisfies the heart of God and which He will then use for ministry to men as He wills. Thank you for listening to this book. If you have any questions and or need help, do not hesitate to contact us through ztfbooks@cmfionline.org. If the book has blessed you, then we would also be grateful if you leave a positive review at your favorite retailer. ZTF Books, through Christian Publishing House, CPH, offers a wide selection of best-selling Christian books in print, ebook, and audiobook formats on a broad spectrum of topics, including marriage and family, sexuality, practical spiritual warfare, Christian service, Christian leadership, and much more. Visit us at ztfbooks.com to learn more about our latest releases and special offers. And thank you for being a ZTF Book listener. We invite you to connect with more from the author through social media, CMFI Online, and or ministry website, ztfministry.org, where we offer both on-ground and remote training courses all year round, from basic to university level at the University of Prayer and Fasting, WUPF, and the School of Knowing and Serving God, SKSG. You are highly welcome to enroll at your soonest convenience. A free online Bible course is also available. Lastly, we would like to recommend to you another book in this series, The Cross in the Life and Ministry of the Believer. The messages in this book were given as the last of a series of meetings called Leadership Courses for the People of God in Cameroon. At the time of preparing the messages, I felt that I owed it to the Lord and His people to say all that was on my heart in case it was not possible for the audience to hear me in the future. I thought I should say my last word to the church. Here it is. I have borrowed extensively from the thoughts of Watchman Nee in writing the message, The Cross and Our Priorities. I believe that the cross is central in the life and ministry of the believer. My prayer for myself and for the body of Christ is that we may each know the cross experientially, and then the Holy Spirit will have His way unhindered in our lives to the glory of the Lord. May the Lord use these messages for the enriching of some in His church. Thank you, and God bless you. Very important. If you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I encourage you to receive Him. Here are some steps to help you. Admit that you are a sinner by nature and by practice, and that on your own you are without hope. Tell God you have personally sinned against Him in your thoughts, words, and deeds. Confess your sins to Him one after another in a sincere prayer. Do not leave out any sins that you can remember. Truly turn from your sinful ways and abandon them. If you stole, steal no more. If you have been committing adultery or fornication, stop it. God will not forgive you if you have no desire to stop sinning in all areas of your life, but if you are sincere, He will give you the power to stop sinning. Believe that Jesus Christ, who is God's Son, is the only way, the only truth, and the only life. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me." John chapter 14, verse 6. The Bible says, "For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all." 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 5 to 6. "And there is salvation in no one else apart from Jesus. For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." Acts chapter 4, verse 12. "But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God." John chapter 1, verse 12. But consider the cost of following him. Jesus said that all who follow him must deny themselves, and this includes selfish financial, social, and other interests. He also wants his followers to take up their crosses and follow him. Are you prepared to abandon your own interests daily for those of Christ? Are you prepared to be led in a new direction by him? Are you prepared to suffer for him and die for him if need be? Jesus will have nothing to do with half-hearted people. His demands are total. He will only receive and forgive those who are prepared to follow him at any cost. Think about it and count the cost. If you are prepared to follow him, come what may, then there is something to do. Invite Jesus to come into your heart and life. He says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door to his heart and life, I will come into him and eat with him, and he with me." Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. Why don't you pray a prayer like the following one, or one of your own construction as the Holy Spirit leads? "Lord Jesus, I am a wretched, lost sinner who has sinned in thought, word, and deed. Forgive all my sins and cleanse me. Receive me, Savior, and transform me into a child of God. Come into my heart now and give me eternal life right now. I will follow you at all costs, trusting the Holy Spirit to give me all the power I need." When you pray this prayer sincerely, Jesus answers at once and justifies you before God and makes you his child. Please write to me, ztfbooks@cmfionline.org, and I will pray for you and help you as you go on with Jesus Christ. About the author, Zacharias Tenney Fomum, 1945-2009, founding leader, Christian Missionary Fellowship International, CMFI. Professor Zacharias Tenney Fomum was born in the flesh on 20th June 1945 and became born again on 13th June 1956. On 1st October 1966, he consecrated his life to the Lord Jesus and to his service, and was filled with the Holy Spirit on 24th October 1970. He was taken to be with the Lord on 14th March 2009. Professor Fomum was admitted to a first class in the Bachelor of Science degree, graduating as a prize-winning student from Fora Bay College in the University of Sierra Leone in October 1969. At the age of 28, he was awarded a Ph.D. in organic chemistry by the University of Makerere, Kampala, in Uganda. In October 2005, he was awarded a Doctor of Science by the University of Durham, Great Britain. This higher doctorate was in recognition of his distinct contributions to scientific knowledge through research. As a professor of organic chemistry in the University of Yaoundé 1, Cameroon, Professor Fomum supervised or co-supervised more than 100 master's degree and doctoral degree theses and co-authored over 160 scientific articles in leading international journals. He considered Jesus Christ the Lord of Science, "For by him all things were created," Colossians chapter 1, verse 16, and scientific research an act of obedience to God's command to subdue the earth, Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. He therefore made the Lord Jesus the director of his research laboratory while he took the place of deputy director, and attributed his outstanding success as a scientist to Jesus' revelational leadership. In more than 40 years of Christian ministry,
Professor Fomum traveled extensively, preaching the gospel, planting churches, and training spiritual leaders. He made more than 700 missionary journeys within Cameroon, which ranged from 1 day to 3 weeks in duration. 500 missionary journeys to more than 70 different nations in all the 6 continents. These ranged from 2 days to 6 weeks in duration. By the time of his going to be with the Lord in 2009, he had preached in over 1,000 localities in Cameroon, sent over 200 national missionaries into many localities in Cameroon, and planted over 1,300 churches in the various administrative provinces of Cameroon. At his base in Yaoundé, he planted and built a megachurch with his co-workers, which grew to a steady membership of about 12,000. Professor Fomum was the founding team leader of Christian Missionary Fellowship International, CMFI, an evangelism, soul-winning, disciple-making, church-planting, and missionary-sending movement with more than 200 international missionaries and thousands of churches in 65 nations spread across Africa, Europe, the Americas, Asia, and Oceania. In the course of their ministry, Professor Fomum and his team witnessed more than 10,000 recorded healing miracles performed by God in answer to prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. These miracles include instant healings of headaches, cancers, HIV and AIDS, blindness, deafness, dumbness, paralysis, madness, and new teeth and organs received. Professor Fomum read the entire Bible more than 60 times, read more than 1,350 books on the Christian faith, and authored over 150 books to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ. 5 million copies of these books are in circulation in 12 languages, as well as 16 million gospel tracts in 17 languages. Professor Fomum was a man who sought God. He spent between 15 minutes and 6 hours daily alone with God in what he called daily dynamic encounters with God. During these daily dynamic encounters with God, he read God's word, meditated on it, listened to God's voice, heard God speak to him, recorded what God was saying to him, and prayed it through. He thus had over 18,000 daily dynamic encounters with God. He also had over 60 periods of withdrawing to seek God alone for periods that ranged from 3 to 21 days, which he termed retreats for spiritual progress. The time he spent seeking God slowly transformed him into a man who hungered, thirsted, and panted after God. His unceasing heart cry was, "Oh, that I would have more of God." Professor Fomum was a man of prayer, and a leading teacher on prayer in many churches and conferences around the world. He considered prayer to be the most important work that can be done for God and for man. He was a man of faith who believed that God answers prayer. He kept a record of his prayer requests and had over 50,000 recorded answers to prayer in his prayer books. He carried out over 100 prayer walks of between 5 and 47 kilometers in towns and cities around the world. He and his team carried out over 57 prayer crusades, periods of 40 days and nights during which at least 8 hours are invested into prayer each day. They also carried out over 80 prayer sieges, times of near non-stop praying that ranges from 24 hours to 120 hours. He authored the Prayer Power Series, a 13-volume set of books on various aspects of prayer: supplication, fasting, intercession, and spiritual warfare. He started prayer chains, prayer rooms, prayer houses, national and continental prayer movements in Cameroon and other nations. He worked with leaders of local churches in India to disciple and train more than 2 million believers. Professor Fomum also considered fasting as one of the weapons of Christian spiritual warfare. He carried out over 250 fasts ranging from 3 days to 40 days, drinking only water or water supplemented with soluble vitamins. Called by the Lord to a distinct ministry of intercession, he pioneered fasting and prayer movements and led in battles against principalities and powers obstructing the progress of the gospel and God's global purposes. He was enabled to carry out 3 supra, long fasts of between 52 and 70 days in his final years. Professor Fomum chose a lifestyle of simplicity and self-imposed poverty. in order to invest more funds into the critical work of evangelism, soul winning, church planting, and the building up of believers. Knowing the importance of money and its role in the battle to reach those without Christ with the glorious gospel, he and his wife grew to investing 92.5% of their earned income from all sources, salaries, allowances, royalties, and cash gifts, into the gospel. They invested with the hope that, as they grew in the knowledge and the love of the Lord and the perishing souls of people, they would one day invest 99% of their income into the gospel. He was married to Prisca Zay Fomum, and they had 7 children who are all involved in the work of the gospel, some serving as missionaries. Prisca is a national and international minister, specializing in the winning and discipling of children to Jesus Christ. She also communicates and imparts the vision of ministry to children with a view to raising and building up ministers to them. The professor owed all that he was and all that God had done through him to the unmerited favor and blessing of God and to his worldwide army of friends and co-workers. He considered himself nothing without them and the blessing of God, and would have amounted to nothing but for them. All praise and glory to Jesus Christ. This has been The Ministers and the Ministry of the New Covenant, written by Zacharias Tani Fomum, narrated by John H. Feskins. Copyright 1988 by Zacharias Tani Fomum. Production copyright 2019 by ZTF Books Online.